This week's Minor Nation Report pretty much focuses on basketball, as wrestling and swimming had events last week, but the results were not into this Minor Nation Reporter's desk by the time this report was reported. So, onto the hardwood, let's go. The Lady Miners are turning some heads under head coach Sam White with their renewed energy and electric team play. On Wednesday, the girls were rude hosts as they ran Tooele off of the court in the shaft, 51-33. Marina Mayo and Sabrina Pryor led the Miners with 11 points each, and Sabrina was clearing rebounds off the boards all night long. Mariah Labadie also contributed 9, including a 3-pointer. On Thursday night, the girls headed down to face the 5A Jordan Beat Diggers. The Miners played a fantastic first half and were tied at 22 heading into the third, but Jordan took advantage of the Miners' cold shooting and pulled away by 12. Park City did respond in the fourth with 16 points, but it wasn't quite enough, and they fell 53-44. Hannah Schlucker and Marino Mayo, they were leading the Miners with 10 points apiece. This week, the Lady Miners will travel over to Heber to take on the Wasps in the Nest on Tuesday night, and then out to Grantsville on Thursday to battle the Cowgirls, both games starting at 7 p.m. On the boys' side, the Miners hosted a very strong 4A Springville team on Tuesday in their home opener, and Park City was outsized and outscored 68-44. Boston Vandeveer led all scorers in the game with 23 points. He also collected 7 rebounds. Also, senior Connor Anderson, he too took away 7 boards. Then on Friday, looking for their first win of the year, the Minor Nation had the shaft rocking, and the energy in the building may have contributed to the frenetic, aggressive pace against the North San Pete Hawks. The Miners looked anxious and fell down by as many as 14 points in the second, but in the middle of that quarter, the Park City squad righted their ship and never looked back. They closed the gap to 5 by halftime and then blew the Hawks off the court in the second half, 28-11, en route to a 52-40 win. Reed Marks was excellent from the line and contributed 14 points, his best game as a Miner so far. Adam Hutt dropped 8 and was also outstanding on defense and the boards, and Vandeveer continued to fill it up, this time with 20. The boys have a busy week on tap. Tuesday, they travel to Payson to take on the number 5 ranked Lions. Wednesday night, they will be back at home in the shaft to host Ben Lomond, and they'll wrap up the week with another game at home on Friday night against Taylorville. So come on out if you're looking for some basketball exciting action. The Miners 9-0 Hockey Club gets back on the ice this Wednesday night down at the Murray Ice Complex when they will take on the Miners of Bingham. Also, one more alumni note for Park City football players Tony Epperson and Eric Walker, who played for Weber State. They play for Weber State, where both were named to the Big Sky All-Conference team. Senior Tony Epperson, he earned All-Conference honors for the second time in his career. This year, he set an NCAA FCS single-season record with 101 punts on the season. That doesn't speak well for the Weber State offense, but it does speak well for the former Miner. In the season-ending win over Idaho State, Epperson posted the 2 longest punts in school history. One was 86 yards and the other 84. And senior Walker, he was Weber State's top wide receiver throughout this season. In 12 games this year, Eric had 62 receptions for 658 yards and 3 touchdowns. He played in a total of 42 career games at Weber State, recorded 99 receptions and 9 touchdowns. Way to go, Park City alumni Miners. This report has been brought to you by the Park City High School Booster Club, the UPS stores, the law offices of Todd Wakefield, and the Elliott Work Group. I'm Scott Chester. That's what's going on in the Minor Nation. Be sure to like our Park City Minor Nation Facebook page. And this has been this week's Minor Nation Report.